Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Those who have been given a glimpse into the character and nature of the true and living God know that all events in the earth transpire according to His sovereign purpose in every detail, regardless of the complexity or simplicity of those events, whether it be the flight of a harmless sparrow or the devastating pestilence such as this COVID virus. It is the same God who orders all things according to His will, even as Nebuchadnezzar learned. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High. And I praised and honored Him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and His kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and He doeth according to His will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay His hand or say unto Him, What doest thou? David wrote of this same absolute God in Psalm 115, where he said, Our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever He hath pleased. Our God. David speaks of God as being his God. He does this to contrast Him with those gods of the heathen who can do nothing. Many so-called Christians have hewn out one of their own design. They have a God which they have decided upon, one whom they have allowed into their heart. Their God has no hands but their hands, no eyes but theirs. He waits upon them to allow Him to bless them. All tribes and nations have their own gods. They have chosen these gods out of a vast array in order to have one which suits their own imagination. Whereas the gods of this world are chosen by men, the true and living God has chosen a people of His own. No one can lay claim to Him, but He in mercy has laid claim to a people which He chose in Christ before the foundation of the world. It is of these people that He speaks. I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and I will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their God. Our God is proactive in calling His children to Himself, and it is because of His promise that His people are blessed, rather than His blessing being bestowed conditionally upon their actions. Our God is in the heavens. The true and living God cannot be contained in anything devised by men. The peoples of the earth have built their temples where they can go to meet with their gods whenever the notion strikes them. But the true God does not dwell in temples made with hands and can only be worshipped according to His design and where He is pleased to be. This is why the Lord Jesus said to the woman at the well, But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. Men set aside days, times, and seasons of worship, but there can be no true worship where He is not pleased to come down and walk among His own, regardless of their tradition or liturgy. He hath done whatsoever He hath pleased. Nothing can thwart the purpose of God. He is an absolute God whose decree is accomplished in the heavens and the earth. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. This is a great comfort to those whom He has made known His intentions to bless. He will stop at nothing to minister to those whom He has made the heirs of salvation. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, Give up, and to the south, Keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. This is exactly what He said in John's Gospel. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. He is presently causing all events to occur in the earth according to His grand design, to demonstrate the glory of His grace in the calling and deliverance of a people for whom Christ shed His precious blood to redeem. May He ever be glorified. Do you worship the one true and living God, or one of your own imagination?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.